Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Basketball Experience, Mark Turgeon fired at Maryland episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Networks presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com. And start winning today. We're also brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is DFS simply picking your favorite player over and unders. Head over to prizepicks.com and use the promo code SGP for 100% instant deposit match. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at SoBet.io/SGPN. That's SoBet.io/SGPN. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on the head-to-head matchups. Download the app today or just head over to betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's betterfantasy.com/SGPN. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app. You're home for all of our picks and podcasts. You can grab it in the Apple Store or Google Play Store for free today.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Yes, yes, yes. Woo-ee. Welcome. Welcome to the College Basketball Experience. Mark Turgeon fired at Maryland episode. My name is Colby Swinging Database Dad, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price, but no one touches Dundee.
And I'm joined by my co-host DFS God himself. Give it up for the rooftop IPA drinking, homebrew making, Tobacco Road living, the free lock giving, former Herndon Basketball League MVP. Give it up for NC Nick in the place to be.
Happy Friday, man. What's going on?
Dude, I mean, I load up the, I'm getting ready for all these games, and then all of a sudden.
Well, I don't get the rain man cold, but
Mark Turgeon out. I mean, at Maryland, I'm shocked actually, because you would think you would just let the season play out. I get it. They've underachieved. They brought in all these Wahab, Fats Russell. They return Ayala, but basically the Maryland fans saying,
when we were winning conference titles and going to the Final Four, we were making a statement.
And they're not making that statement anymore because they only have one Sweet 16 appearance in the 10 years with Mark Turgeon. Are you surprised that Mark Turgeon was let go? Not even a full month into the season yet.
Yeah, they've only played 8 games this season. It seems like for the last 2 weeks, there's been like a bombshell news in either college football or college basketball almost on a daily basis. And for him to be let go, they said it was mutual, but I mean, I don't know. I think that's what they say when, you know, when they're trying to be nice. So yeah, I am surprised only 8 games in. I mean, that right now they're sitting at 5-3. Yeah, they lost 2 in a row, 2 close games against ACC opponents in Louisville and Virginia Tech. And they dropped that one to George Mason a couple weeks ago.
All close games though.
Yeah, and they beat Richmond. They beat a couple good mid majors in Hofstra and Vermont. And it's a long season, man, especially with all those new guys you mentioned. You know, it takes a while for players to get accustomed to playing with each other. So I'm very surprised at the timing of it. In general, I don't know if Mark Turgeon's the best coach in the world, but he does, you know, bring in decent talent.
Now Danny Manning takes over. Danny Manning is a guy that struggled at Wake Forest. I just worry, hey, is this going to destroy the team? I guess it could be two things here. It could rally the team behind it, or it could destroy them. And then Maryland fans are left saying,
better luck next year.
Yeah. And what's funny is that when we were doing our previews, our Big Ten preview, we both said that on paper, Maryland has the talent to make a Final Four. For me, my guess is that the season is going to unravel and not turn out very well. I don't think Wahab and Fats Russell signed on and others signed on, you know, for had to have the coach fired a month and a half into the season. And let's look at more big picture here, Maryland basketball. Gary Williams, the coach that was there for 20 plus years, he'll always be compared to.
Well, it's right? Gary Williams court. Yeah. I mean,
won a national championship, right?
But that wasn't long ago. What was that? 17 years ago?
In 2001.
Okay, so 20 years ago.
Jeez. What if I told you Mark Turgeon has a better overall record percentage and better in conference record percentage? Turgeon 66% overall, 57% in conference. Gary Williams was 64% overall, 55% in conference.
But
and look, he won a national championship and he made a Final Four. Those were the only 2 years where he went past the Sweet 16.
I still think, wow, that's pretty revealing right there. But
now he made the Sweet 16, 5 other times. So he had a really good stretch from about 93 to 03.
I was just saying that maybe, you know, the ACC was so loaded back then that I feel like but the Big Ten's been really good, but the ACC in the 90s, man, with, you know, Dean Smith, Coach K, Bobby Crimmins at Georgia Tech, just so many. I just feel like it was harder than the current, even though the Big Ten is definitely a tough conference as we've seen. But I don't know. I mean, who do they turn to is the question. I hear people already saying, hey, Rick Pitino, Pitino.
That's the obvious. There's no denying how good of a coach Rick Pitino is. It's all the baggage that comes along with his name. I don't know if Maryland is willing to eat that, but the guy's a winner wherever he goes. So it'll be interesting because some school is going to try. Some school is going to take a chance at Pitino.
Well, I keep seeing, and especially now with the NIL stuff, but Sean Miller's name got mentioned. I've seen people tweeting Kevin Willard. I've seen Nate Oates. I've even seen Bruce Pearl. I don't know. I mean, you could go Wes Miller, Mark Schmidt from St. Bonaventure, Ed Cooley.
Yeah.
There's the whole John Beilein thing, or maybe Dennis Gates at Cleveland State. He's a Florida State guy, so that would be an interesting hire. Maybe right down the road, Mike Rhodes, VCU. I don't know, but if you had to, if I put NC Nick here as athletic director of Maryland, I know you'd fire Mike Locksley, but who would you on the football side of things, but who would you look at here as a top Kim English, George Mason? He's got a red hot start.
I'm, maybe not quite ready for that yet. So, I mean, we'll go back to Turgeon real quick. You know, he did, he made the tournament six of the last 7 years. And remember, he tied for first in the Big Ten in 2019, the year that COVID canceled the NCAAs. That was probably his best team in College Park.
Yeah.
I wonder if they, to see what they would have done that year, if they could have, you know, went far into that tournament, maybe a Final Four even. I wonder if that would have changed something. But in general, look, our oldest brother is a big Maryland fan.
Yeah.
I was talking to him today, and he said that the last couple of games, it looked like Turgeon had checked out.
Mm.
It seemed, he seemed uninterested almost. So it's kind of funky timing. But also, if you look at recruiting, look, recruiting, I mean, that's the oil that, that runs the machine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Granted, recruiting nowadays doesn't have to be all freshmen. It can be transfers, but this year, ninth best in the conference, 2020, 10th best in the conference,
which is so crazy for Turgeon too.
Slipped up big time. Yeah. Because look, in 2018, he had the top recruiting class in the Big Ten. He followed that with the third best in 2019, last couple of years, ninth and 10th. And if you look at 2022, he only had one three-star guy inked for 2022. Compare that with Ohio State and Michigan, who already both have four stars in place. So it seemed that, I think it was the straw that he wasn't bringing in the talent anymore. I think that's why Maryland ultimately shit canned him.
Yeah, it makes sense. So wait, your top pick would be Pitino if
okay,
it's you.
Okay, so I did make a list here, and it's funny because you mentioned a lot of the guys on that list. So you either have the head coaches at smaller schools, maybe within the same geographical footprint. I threw Richie McKay, Liberty's coach, on that list. I did have also Mark Schmidt, St. Bonaventure's coach. You mentioned him. Kevin Willard, that's not really mid-major, it's Seton Hall, but still going to the Big Ten would probably be a pay increase. I also said maybe Darian DeVries, coach of Drake.
Interesting.
But also on the list, I had Pitino and John Beilein. Now, Beilein is what? He is, how old is he? He's 68. Is that too old?
Probably for Maryland. I would think that a mid-major or maybe a lesser power five would maybe bite on that. Let me ask you about Andy Enfield. Could they outbid USC for him?
I thought about that as well too. It's possible, and that would be a pretty good hire.
He got his master's from Maryland.
Did he?
Yes.
I did not know that. Nice little connection there. But in general, where do you put the Maryland job? Is it a top 15 job, top 25 job across the country?
I think you go top 25 maybe, but I don't think top 15. I think because if you're talking 15 out the gate, you got what, Duke, Carolina. I would probably have Kentucky in that. Maybe number one, actually.
Yeah. Right.
So Kansas, UCLA, Kansas, right? Those five. Then you delete
Indiana.
Yeah. So you got Indiana. I would even put Michigan State and Michigan probably ahead of Maryland.
A lot of local talent.
That's true. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Enfield makes sense. He played at John Hopkins. So, and he got his master's from Maryland.
John Hopkins has a basketball team.
Turns out they do, huh? They'll fucking cure you of cancer. And then, you know, bust a three on you, these doctors. No, I don't know. I mean, I think Nate Oates would be the home run hire for them, right? But Alabama's got money; they're going to keep him there, right?
Yeah, I would think so. Really, the hire here is Rick Pitino. I just don't know if Maryland can stomach everything that goes along with the hire.
Now Nate Oates and Bruce Pearl apparently have a great track record with Under Armour people. That they've been able to pay their recruits. So, I mean, Under Armour's connected to the University of Maryland. So potentially, could you see Nate Oates, man, as that higher then? Would that be if Maryland's fans' dream would probably be Nate Oates? It probably wouldn't be Pitino because of the history. Yeah. It's almost like Urban Meyer in football.
Right. You might have a point there. I mean, Nate Oates would be a great hire. Look what he's done for that Alabama program in a pretty short time frame. What's his third year, maybe? I think so. Hey, that would be a home run. That would be Lincoln Riley going to USC, basically.
There you go.
The question is, can they pry him away from the deep pockets of Alabama?
Yeah. Yeah. And that will be, it's going to be interesting. So I wonder when they'll announce it. They're probably going to wait until the off season, right? Or maybe March.
I don't know. I mean, this is kind of uncharted waters here where a major conference coach gets yaks so early into the season. So, I don't know. Hey, Danny Manning is a potential candidate too.
What if he has a great year?
He's a good candidate. Yeah. I mean, what if he turns it around? Yeah, exactly. Like, what if he takes him to the Sweet 16? The team has the talent to do that.
Definitely.
And Danny Manning was a good coach at Tulsa. At Wake Forest, things never panned out, you know, but he's a possibility also. Shocking news. It'll be interesting to see which way Maryland turns. You know me, I've never been a big Maryland guy. So I might enjoy this a little bit, but it'll be interesting to see what Danny Manning does with the squad and who they go after long term. A lot of options out there, some very interesting ones. Somebody give Patino a chance.
Yes.
You all-American son of a bitch.
Yes, and we will have you covered on the College Basketball Experience. Whenever we find out what happens, we'll have you covered. We talk college basketball year-round here. Don't forget about our other feed, the College Football Experience, where we talk college football year-round. Yes, both feeds year-round talk college basketball, college football. 6 days a week, I'm breaking down college basketball games for you. So subscribe, tell a friend. And look, get that SGPN app. It's free in the App Store, Google Play Store. Give me a follow on Twitter at TheColeyD, NC Knicks on Twitter at NC_NICK. Come play DraftKings College Basketball with us. That's something we've been doing every day. Just a couple bucks, a lot of fun. You talk some shit. It's just a good old time. The College Basketball Experience is on Twitter at TCE on SGPN, and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is on Twitter at the SGP Network. Give them all a follow and check out the Slack channel. Sports Gambling Podcast, because we have a feed for college basketball in there. We're talking college basketball, college football, every sport, really. You got jet skiing, and probably we could tell you who the top jet skiers are in the world. I don't fucking know. Check it out, though. You'll enjoy it. This is the College Basketball Experience. Mark Turgeon fired at Maryland episode. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.